Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
One of God's greatest concerns about the children of Israel was the danger of forgetting what He had done for them. Many of the feasts, festivals, and monuments which God ordained were designed to keep alive the history of the Jewish people. The Jewish Passover is just one example. The Lord instructed the Israelites, "The blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you a memorial. And you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." Exodus 12, 13 and 14. Deuteronomy, which means the second giving of the law, enlarges upon some of the instructions given in Exodus. The Lord urged Moses and the Israelites, "Only take heed to yourselves, and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. But teach them to your sons, and your sons' sons." Deuteronomy 4, 9. Even though we do not live under the law of Moses, there is much we can learn by carefully analyzing these divinely inspired admonitions. There has never been a time in the history of God's dealings with man that human beings did not need these words of encouragement and warning. The temptation to become indifferent to God's word and turn our backs on Him is always present in man. The Lord knew the Israelites would have to take heed to themselves and keep their souls diligently. The author of Hebrews draws upon some of these Old Testament incidents when he writes as follows to the early Christians. "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Hebrews 3:12. Man is never saved from apostasy unless he constantly abides in the Word of God Almighty. As I have already pointed out, the Lord's warnings and admonitions were designed to prevent the Israelites from forgetting and subsequently departing in their hearts. Most of us know how very easy it is for us to forget, especially when our lives seem to be going well. We may think we do not need to depend on the Lord, but we always need Him and need to remember that we cannot get along without Him. Even though the Jews had witnessed marvelous miracles, the danger of forgetting was very real. If we forget and depart from the Lord, are our souls in jeopardy? Oddly enough, they are in greater danger if we depart from the living God than if we had never known Him. I know such teaching sounds strange to those who have embraced the doctrine of once in grace, always in grace, but it is what the Bible teaches. Will you please listen carefully to the Apostle Peter? "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them." 2 Peter 2:20 and 21. But not only was God concerned that the older generation would forget what they had seen, He was afraid the older generation would fail to teach the younger generation. He demanded of the Israelites, "Teach the things that you have seen to your sons and to your sons' sons." Are Christian parents listening to this advice? Are we teaching our children or hoping they will catch Christianity by osmosis? My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.